Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 923. Maybe it's just something I love. I don't know. But even after a loss, I come in Monday morning and I go to our producer, Joe Ector. I go, we got some Ricky Ricardo. Because, see, I don't understand Spanish, but Ricky is so great at emoting.
He's great at it.
But here's the problem. And that's why I'm bringing him right on to work this out. Because they don't send me stuff when it ended badly. Like the last play. Would you love to have heard Ricky Ricardo's call on that last play?
Definitely.
They don't send it to me. So on the line with me from Miami, my favorite broadcaster in America, Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky.
Good morning, and hello, everybody.
All right, Rick, I would not ask this of anyone but you, but they didn't send me the call of that play where Rega dropped the last ball. Could you kind of simulate for us what it sounded like when he dropped the ball that cost the Eagles that game on Sunday?
Does Wechter have a tone, you know, for curse words?
No. Well, you can't curse doing those broadcasts.
Let me tell you, I came very, very close.
Wow.
In all my years, I have never been as frustrated. I had a whole thing ready to go. I was going to sing, you know, give my regards to Broadway.
Oh,
you'd have had a ball with this.
Oh.
But Rager had to drop the freaking pass and hit him right in the face, for Pete's sake. No, I was just beside myself. Se le cayó, which is, he dropped it. So you heard the term se le cayó, about 18 times.
Ricky.
It was not pleasant.
Ricky, it ruined my whole week. It ruined the city's week.
I'm still not over it.
All right, so just tell me, is it time to proclaim Jalen Rager a bust?
Well, I did that weeks ago. Are you kidding me?
All right, how do you say bust in Spanish?
Oh, ooh, that's a good one.
Bustata.
He's making stuff up.
Busto.
El Busto. But here's the thing. I'm so frustrated with this team. Give me your assessment right now of the Eagles at 5-7.
Look, I thought going into these last six, which started Sunday, that you'd split. This was my honest take on this, that you would split with all of the division teams. So you would go 1-1 against the Giants, 1-1 against Washington, 1-1 against Dallas, which means I think the Eagles will destroy them on the last week of the season, and beat the Jets. That will get you to 9-8, and with the tiebreakers being the way they are, that the Eagles have enough tiebreakers,
wow,
New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta, to get into that seventh seed. I've already, you know, given San Francisco, in my mind anyway, I've given the sixth seed to the San Francisco 49ers. I think it's a battle for that seventh seed to get in, and I still think,
wow,
even right now, as frustrated as I am, they will beat the Jets. Joe Namath is not walking through that door on Sunday morning at the Meadowlands. It's Zach Wilson. The Eagles will exact some revenge at the Meadowlands on Sunday. They will win the game.
Wow.
Have the bye week, come back, beat Washington, and get back to 500. Okay, that's the first thing they have to do, is get back to 500. And once they get back to 500, now you're talking about that sprint, the last three games, beat the Giants. I will concede a loss at that mausoleum in Washington, FedEx Field. 8-8, last week of the season, here come the Cowboys, beat Dallas, 9-8. Somehow it works out. We have a playoff game.
This is the most optimistic phone call I have taken all week, and it's from a Spanish authority. I can't get over that, Ricky.
I think that's what's going to happen. And look, I'm sitting here counting my tears because of the lockout in baseball.
Oh, I'm getting to that. Yeah. Hold on. But let me just say.
I think that's where we're going, and it's Devontae Smith who will make the big plays the rest of the season. I hope they don't target Rager again ever.
Beautiful. All right, yeah. Give me your current assessment of Jalen Hurts.
He's a young – look, he's – sometimes we forget that young quarterbacks, especially not one that was a first-round pick, but a second-round pick quarterback, they take time to develop. They're going to have good weeks. They're going to have bad weeks. And I sensed Sunday, the minute I walked into MetLife Stadium on Sunday, I sensed an air of overconfidence on the part of everybody, top to bottom, having to do with the Eagles. It was almost as if, okay, we're here. We're going to, you know, just conquer these Giants and move. Let's win these two games here at the Meadowlands. But that Michael Strahan factor, which drove me nuts.
Yeah.
The whole speech at halftime, the whole attitude. But you could tell I walked through some of the tailgating in the parking lot, and the Giant fans were practically just admitting they were going to get blown out that day by the Eagles.
Ugh.
There was a whole sense of invincibility, overconfidence by the Eagles, by the fans. I wasn't near the players. I was down on the field. I could just get a sense that, you know, they were looking beyond that game this past Sunday, and it came back to bite them in the keister.
I hate Strahan. He's going to be – I think they're launching him next week. I hope they keep him up in space. I hope they don't let him back down. All right, now I'm going to – this is where I'm going to do a segue here. And this is because, by the way, Ricky also does. He's the Spanish voice of the New York Yankees, and they have done nothing in the offseason.
I've spent more money this week than the Yankees.
All right.
Wow.
Rick, these three sports owners. You ready?
Yeah.
Jeff Fleury, John Middleton, Hank Steinbrenner.
Well, Hank is gone. He passed away.
Hal Steinbrenner. Who you got? No, one, two, and three. Who's your best? Who's second? Who's the worst?
I'm going to go Hal 1, Lurie 2, Middleton 3.
Yeah. All right. He's employed by Hal and Lurie.
Yeah, I thought that it was going to go along those lines as well.
All right. Let's talk.
And I am rating them right along my revenue in revenue stream.
That's
income.
What I figured. Yes. All right. But Ricky, this lockout, is this ridiculous or not?
Well, Ange, we're not going to see baseball probably until right up against the beginning of spring training. Everyone that I've spoken to, people that I trust, have told me that these both sides are dug in deep.
Oh.
The Players Association have a little kitty of money to help out the guys that might need a little assistance financially if this, you know, stretches on beyond spring training. So both sides are dug in deep. This is the first time in 26 years there's been a work stoppage. You know, they'd love to shoot themselves in the foot, both sides, Tony Clark and Rob Manfred. And I may still be in Florida here in the month of April instead of being in the Bronx. So, you
wow.
know, as sad as that sounds, that's the reality. And we'll see. We'll see. It's billionaires arguing with millionaires, and then the idiots like me at the, you know, we're the bottom feeders of the sport. We're the ones that pay for it.
I want to know one name I can blame the most. Give me one name to blame the most.
Oh, that's Rob Manfred. There's no doubt about it. I know he's already been, you know, claimed this morning on the list of people that need to be locked out, but it's Rob Manfred. There is no way, shape, or form to get around that.
Well, I mean, is there something he could have done that he hasn't done?
They have had how many years to be able to avoid this?
Yeah.
Okay? And when the negotiations in Dallas really, you know, started in earnest, what, 72 hours ago? I mean, this should have been done. This agreement and extension of the collective bargaining agreement should have been settled and done months ago. But they wait till the last minute, and here we are.
Final question. And I know she's still only engaged to you, but I must ask it. Who would be a better commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred or your longtime fiancé, McCoo?
McCoo makes much more sense than Rob Manfred, okay? Number one. Plus, McCoo loves to boss me around So, absolutely. It would without a doubt be McCool. Who, by the way, is just a few feet away from me. It's
all right,
Angela.
Good. Then I have a follow-up.
She's sending a kiss, Ange.
I follow-up question because I love McCool. I put him together at a Wingbo years ago.
Yes.
How many years have you been engaged?
8.
That's a record, Ricky. Come on, Ricky. Step it up.
8 years. This might be the year because she wants Vegas. We're going to do Vegas. It's the whole Elvis thing.
I love you. I love McCool. You're the best, Ricky. Thank you, pal.
Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.